You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, joined by Ryan Price and a special guest in our studio. She is Shireen Nikin, CEO of the Seychelles Tourism Board, and we'll talk about all that blue skies, blue seas, all the fun you can enjoy in Seychelles, or Seychelles in Chinese.
Sounds nice.
Yes, it sounds like a even more appealing place to be right now. And we always want to hear from you, our dear listeners. What do you have to say about tourism? Where you want to be right now, Seychelles, and also all the interesting stuff we'll be talking about. We want your response. Just send us a WeChat message, as we are, EZFM Roundtable, or you can find us on Sina Weibo. Just key in Qingfeng Qiaoping Roundtable. Our podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable Yuan Zhuohui there. Now on Roundtable, I'd like to say welcome, Miss Shireen Nikin, CEO of Seychelles Tourism Board. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Absolute pleasure.
Oh, it's great having you here. And we've got so many questions for you, as Seychelles is something very exotic for Chinese listeners. And, well, if we'd like to go, what are we expecting?
Oh, we'd like to go. First of all, I will put that out there. It looked beautiful, and I just want to tell our audience, like, we saw the pictures. I encourage you guys to also see these pictures. It's amazing. Please tell us all about it.
I'll be happy to take you both, because it is the absolute dreamland for anybody who really want to experience paradise. As they say, it's the last paradise left on earth, really, for you to visit. Seychelles, with unrivaled beauty, where we have the world's best sand, sea, and sand to offer.
Yeah.
This is, in a very short word, describing, just like our tagline says, it's truly another world. Nowhere else on earth can feel or look.
Yeah.
That was actually one of the questions, actually, is I've been to the Philippines, and it was nice. But, you know, there's a lot of these island destinations like Maldives and Bali. But what puts Seychelles on the map? What makes it special?
Seychelles is like the Philippines. It's like the Maldives, but many more. Because we have the world's best sand, sea, and sun. Mm-hmm. The most beautiful beaches in the world. And this has been rated by CNN, by Condé Nast, by so many travel magazines. The world's most beautiful beaches are actually in the Seychelles.
Oh, wow. So if you want a beach holiday, if you want all that relaxing on top-notch sand, top-notch ocean, and also, I've checked out the photos, it's just so many bright colors and so very different from what we see in Beijing.
What makes it so different to the other island destinations is because we're a multi-island destination. Mm-hmm. No two islands look the same. We have the coralline islands, the ones that really look like the Maldives, but we also have the granitic islands, the mountains, so you can do the walks and trails.
Oh.
But at the same time, you can enjoy the clear blue sea, snorkeling and swimming. And you can do a lot of island hoppings because we have 115 islands. And like I say, no two islands look the same. So going to as much islands as possible, it will add to the experience, really, because there are, in terms of nature, in terms of flora and fauna, there are so much to discover in Seychelles.
So, you know, when we were talking about this and whatnot, one of the first questions, too, that came to my mind is, when is the good time, you know, what's the year weather like? You know, when's the good time to go? When should I, like, when will it be the best, or is it the best all the time? You know, break it down for me.
That's a good question. It's a good question, because it depends when you have time.
Mm.
Any time is a good time to come to Seychelles. So you just clear your schedule, get your airfares and your pocket money and your accommodation, and then you're on holiday.
Wow.
We called ourselves the land of perpetual summer, because it's year-round summer, year-round sunshine. We get a little bit of rain here and there. There's no really big difference between what we may call the wet or dry seasons. There's not that big of a difference. We have this nice, warm temperature, 27, 28 degrees on average, year-round.
Wow, that sounds so comfortable and so amazing. Yeah, so, and in so many other places, you need to plan your trip beforehand because you want to be there at the right season. Otherwise, your experience is kind of spoiled. But with this one, with Seychelles, it sounds like, oh, you can just go whenever, as long as you've got the money. And yes, that's another interesting question because we've got a whole bunch of WeChat listeners live here wanting to know, how much should my budget be if it's like two people traveling for, let's say, for 1 week and a 15-day, like, you know, two kind of travel packages? Like, how much should people be planning for?
It depends on what you really want to experience in Seychelles. If I'm going to talk a little bit about the accommodation budget, we have budget from the 70 euros band up to 1,000 euros, 1,500 euros, 2,000 euros, or even more expensive in the 5,000 euros as well. We have accommodation in Seychelles for any budget groups, but it depends on what you want to experience. Mm-hmm. The smaller budget group, it's more the homegrown establishments. It's more those run by Seychellois families, small guest houses where you can really have a bed and breakfast experience. But it's more if you really want to really get close to the culture, to the people, get really beneath the skin mm-hmm. of the destination. But there are people who like to stay in the brand hotels, the hotel chains, the likes of Kempinski or Four Seasons. And these, the price range is a little bit much more higher. It can range, like maybe for the Kempinski, it can range from like sometimes 300 yeah. euros a night and can go maybe up to 800, 1,000 euros a night. It depends on the category of the rooms. But what I can say in very simple terms for our listeners today, we have accommodations for any budget groups. It depends on the experience. It depends on what you want to experience, definitely, when you're coming to Seychelles.
Oh, that is so cool. And also, some of our listeners are asking whether, well, if they are not into the big hotel chains, then, like, are there ways to book to, let's say, stay at the homes of, you know, a local person or, you know, something like that?
Yes, this is what I mentioned earlier. We do have the smaller homegrown establishments. You don't stay in the homes, but we do have what we call like the self-caterings.
Okay.
It's within, most of the time, the property next to a home, but it's a standalone room with an ensuite bathroom and a small reception area or a small living room facility. A lot of homes nowadays, they do have the small self-catering apartments in Mill. It can be just one unit, which they rent to our visitors. And these are very affordable. It can be 50 euros, 70 euros, depends on what they are offering with the facility. So definitely there are this kind of facility for our visitors if they want to experience that.
It sounds like there's definitely a lot of different options here. But for people like me, when you go travel, one of the big reasons why you travel is you like the food. You're foodies. Okay, I know you're out there, foodies, and I know you want to know what kind of food should we what kind of food's in the Seychelles?
Oh, you like this. You Ooh. Like this, but our listeners will like this as well. Seychelles, one of the things we always say you need to discover, because this is what will bond you to the destinations to come back, is the gastronomy. It's the food. And because we're an island, historically, our influence have come from various continents. We have our food are very rich in terms of spices, in terms of in terms of the taste, because we used to, for example, we have very close ties with China. Mm. Given we had the Chinese traders who came to Seychelles long time before, over like almost a century ago. So they brought in the Chinese influence into our cuisine. Actually, we have next month we'll be celebrating 40 years diplomatic ties with China, given our very old history we have with China, actually. And we have a lot of Asian influence in our food, from China, even from India, and European influence as well. So you would find things like the curry, Oh, it's something in our tradition of food, but it's our own style, own flavor. It's not really the Asian curry, but with our own spices. We have a lot of food. We have a lot of food fish dishes, yeah, as well, which we cook in various ways. The grilled fish is like the number one favorite for everybody. Very spicy, with lots of spices. And, of course, part of the seafood is like the octopus curry. This is like one of the favorite that everybody like when they come. But we also have the tropical fruits as well. We have the golden apple. We have the mangoes. Uh-huh. We have the breadfruit as well. Actually, there's this anecdote that says, if you eat breadfruit when you're in Seychelles, you will always come back.
Wow.
But I'd like to tell our Chinese Chinese listeners today that we do have a lot of Asians influence in our food. Like the chow mein is something very common to find on any menus in Seychelles. So when they come to Seychelles, even in a very Creole restaurant, it can be easily, they can easily find food that they would feel comfortable with, because we have a lot of Asian, especially Chinese influence in our food.
That is so interesting, and I think people want good food when they travel, and also they want to know what to expect. So are we saying, like, for staple food-wise, we get rice and chow mein and all kinds of things?
For staple food, yes, we eat rice,
uh-huh,
rice every day, fried rice,
okay,
boiled rice, just like
Chinese people.
Just like Chinese people, exactly. This is like our staple, so they can get that every day in the takeaways, in the restaurants.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
And also, I expect maybe French influences, maybe British.
French, a little bit Italian as well. Like, uh-huh, to see pasta on the menu as well, it's something very common as well. So we have a lot of influence from Europe and from Asia as well in our everyday.
Right.
Everyday food.
So is rice and like vegetables and all kinds of things grown in the Republic of Seychelles? I'm sorry, I sound so ignorant.
No, you have to ask.
For a lot of these island places, you know, everything is kind of flown in.
Most of our food actually imported. We have to flow it in, because we are very big in terms of water territory, but in terms of land territory, we're only like 255 square kilometers. So we don't have enough space to grow all this food ourselves. So we do have to bring in those foods, the rice we have to bring in. Vegetables, we grow quite a bit, but still there's a bit we have to bring in. And even for the meat as well, quite a bit we have to bring in. We're a small island at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, and talking about this, it sounds accommodating, exciting. You have food that I would be interested in. And so, but actually, one of our listeners, Han, has a really good question that he gave us. And his question was, what is a normal day at Seychelles for a local person?
Well, it's a normal day. Depends if it's a weekday or it's a weekend. Tell us about weekday. Most Seychellois probably would be at work, so they would wake up maybe around 6 a.m. because the sun rises around 6:30 a.m. So the normal time for work to start is normally around 8 a.m. And most of the services are in town, Victoria, one of the smallest capital of the world, very small indeed, and so most people were starting work at 8, they would break for lunch around 12, so 12 around town, you'd see a bit of traffic because everybody would be out going for lunch, back to office at 1, and work normally finishes at 4, and from 4 they would be traveling home. Normally most people would stay outside the town area, going what we probably would call the suburbs, but it's not really suburbs, it's going to the countryside more, because you'd see more of the greeneries as you drive out of town. And the sunset at 6:30, so in between then, most of the time people would be traveling back home, and they would be back home with the families, cooking the a nice home-cooked meal, and probably in bed by 9, 10, 11, some like to watch TV until late. But weekend, mostly Saturdays, people in early morning like to go to the to town, to the market, mm-hmm. the fish market. Mm-hmm. It's very busy, like 6 a.m. in the morning. It's very busy because people come to buy fresh vegetables and grown by the local farmers and fresh fish as well. But for like people in the south, which is a little bit further from town, like from where I come from, I live in the south, I would not go to town. It's like an hour, 30, 40 minutes drive. I would probably go to the village closest, which is the Ansoyal district, close by the seaside, because there would be the fishermen selling fresh fish.
Oh,
I would go there
amazing.
To buy the fresh fish for the week and the fresh vegetables for the week, which I will prepare at home myself. But I normally encourage also the clients to go to those little village to buy the fish, especially if they are staying in the self-catering apartments, in the small homegrown establishments. Go and buy their fish fresh, their vegetables fresh as well, to prepare it. And because normally the families as well, where they would be renting, help them to clean the fish as well, to prepare it as well. So it's an experience in itself. If you really want to get beneath the skin of the destination, to really know how a Seychellois lives, this is like these kind of things you need to do. And Sundays for Seychelles, it's family day. Sunday, everybody goes to the beach. It's the equivalent of here going to the water park. For us, we have the natural water park, and it's the beach. It's the sand, it's the sea, and everywhere around the island you would see people on the beach. But because we're such a small population, 90,000 people only, the beach doesn't really get crowded with us.
So there's
still spaces for our visitors. Mm-hmm. There's still spaces for our Chinese visitors to still come enjoy the beach, because we have so much beaches all around the island as well. For choice.
As you describe this, sometimes I get lost in daydreams, and I'm like, I forget that I'm in this on this radio show. It sounds gorgeous, beautiful. And for someone, I'm a pretty active guy. So if I'm going to this kind of place, you know, what kind of activities can I expect to be doing?
Totally. Our WeChat listener Jasmine is saying, is there anything super interesting I can do or play in Seychelles?
Yeah. It depends on, again, like I said, what you really want to do. Some people like the beach, they like water, so they'll be snorkeling all day, because I like to say snorkeling in Seychelles is like you're going into a living aquarium.
So you'd be able to see all kinds of
fish.
And
you don't really have to go far out at sea. You can still be somewhere where you have good depth, like the water will be up to your waist, and you just dive in, and then you'll be seeing the fishes around you swimming.
That's awesome.
Harmless. It's not going to bite you or anything. But it's like what you're probably going to an aquarium in most countries to see. In Seychelles, you don't need an aquarium because you have it so natural around you. And a lot of people just like spending hours doing that. But also, because we also do have a bit of mountains, you can also do the walks and trails. And there's a lot of very nice, interesting things to discover while doing the walks and trails. One of the things that we always encourage people to do, to have it on their bucket list, is to have a stop on the second largest island in Seychelles, Praslin, to visit the Vallée de Mai, because it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's where the Coco de Mer. I have for my listeners to tell them what is the Coco de Mer first.
Yes, what is
it's
that?
It's a double-sided nut. It's like two coconuts stuck together.
Oh.
It really like have some people say it have a sexual connotation. And when you look at it, really, because it really looks like a female when you look at it. And some people call it the love nut as well. And this nut, the tree, the Coco de Mer tree, grows in its natural state on Praslin. And there's a forest of it.
Oh, wow.
Okay? That the male tree, there's the fruit, which is the nut, the female tree, sorry, and the male tree bears another, the seed, which is like a long stick. So this is why it has this very, very sexual connotation.
Okay.
And there's this joke they always make, saying like, probably the original Garden of Eden was actually in Seychelles. And this is like one of on the bucket list, you should always make time to go visit the Vallée de Mai, because it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, definitely. And of course, because we have so much beaches, I would always encourage people to hop off to the various beaches because you discover a lot of things. To also make time to do a bit of island hopping because, like I said, no two islands look the same. Each island have its own character. And definitely to make time to have a walk in the world's smallest capital, Victoria. Visit the market, because this is an iconic feature in itself, and the various museums we have within the town area, and there's also a lot of cultural value attached to the town. And but also, for people who's a little bit more adventurous, we do also have zip lining, rock climbing, and these little things as well, which you can also add to your list. So there's, and we also have a bit of water sports as well, if you like jet ski, if you like paragliding and those things like that as well. So starting from the very soft, in touch with nature, wellness and everything, to a little bit more adventurous, there is definitely something for anybody who really wants to get adventurous or just quiet yoga style holiday.
Yeah, and I don't want to be sitting right here. I want to be on my trip to Seychelles right now. But
dreaming about it, you're already halfway there.
Yeah, we're already halfway there. And after this short break, we will talk more about this beautiful Republic of Seychelles. And also, I think maybe a little bit more relevant for Chinese tourists. Like, what should we expect and be prepared for? And are there preferential policies for us? Stay tuned for the last part of the show.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. It's me, He Yang, as usual, and the amazing Ryan Price. And we have a very special guest in the studio today. That is Shireen Nikan, CEO of the Seychelles Tourism Board. And, oh, I am so captivated by the Republic of Seychelles right now. And just to clarify one question for our listeners, it is probably my fault that I forgot maybe to clarify this, that Seychelles is a country that is in the Indian Ocean.
Correct.
And it is, why not take it from here, Shireen, that what exactly is the location and how do we get there from China?
Like I said, we're a little gem in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and you have to get there by plane unless you're going for a cruise. The fastest way to get there is definitely by the direct flight, which today we have from Beijing, which leaves here on a Tuesday and gets to Seychelles on a Wednesday. It's once a week for the moment, but it's the fastest way because it's a one-stop direct flight.
How many hours are we talking about here?
We're talking about 9 hours.
Okay, it's not too bad. I would definitely want to spend that amount of time, no worries, just to get to that beautiful, beautiful place.
And Seychelles, we are friends to everybody.
Yes.
So you don't need a visa to get to Seychelles.
Oh, sold.
Yes.
You just
buy
your tickets, get your accommodations, and you're on holiday. But there are other ways you can also get to Seychelles. The non-stop flight by Air Seychelles is one, but you can also fly, because maybe some of our visitors are not from Beijing, they would be from other cities where probably Emirates fly there, or Etihad Airways fly there, or Ethiopian Airlines fly there. So you have all these choices, because these airlines also fly to Seychelles, and it's definitely another way, including also Sri Lankan Airlines together with Mihin Lanka. It's another way for you to get to the destination.
Okay, and our WeChat listener Must says, I think the most difficult thing for me when I think about traveling to Seychelles is, don't people speak French there? How am I, a Chinese person, going to get by?
We get that question a lot, and we've made sure that we do. We actually do make preparations to ensure that our Chinese visitors, when they come to Seychelles, they can comfortably also be able to communicate. We speak French and English, actually, and Creole. But what we do is a lot of our tour operators in Seychelles nowadays, they do have Chinese-speaking guides and Chinese-speaking representatives as well. And we're also trying to do some work to ensure, like, for example, at the airports, we can have guidelines and that can guide them in filling, for example, the landing cards and other things in Chinese, definitely to assist a bit with the communications. Most hotels nowadays that are actually very proactively looking for the Chinese visitors also, they have Chinese-speaking staff as well on hand to ensure that when we do have Chinese guests, they can comfortably communicate as well.
You know, I think if I went there, there'd be very little communicating, just me putting on my swim trunks and running as fast as I could to that beautiful beach. Wow, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, so one of my questions is, if I ever get married, would this be a good place, you think, for a honeymoon?
Yeah, that's from our WeChat listener, Juju B. She has some immediate plans.
Ooh.
And Jesse is looking for a beautiful place to travel very, very soon. So, yeah, honeymoon destination.
Actually, what I want to tell to our listeners is that Seychelles is synonymous to the name honeymoon. This is like one of the biggest reason people come to Seychelles. It's for romance, anything to do with romance. So it's honeymoons, the renewal of vows. Because, again, one, it's because we're very quiet, we have the most romantic atmosphere, and it's such a nice, pure place. You can just imagine, just where you're sitting, imagine yourself to be sitting in the most purest place on earth, with the most purest air quality that there can be. And here, I'm not just boasting. It's been 3 weeks ago, we've been rated as one of the purest place on earth, really, with air quality.
Oh, that is a wonderful note to finish our talk on. Oh, that beautiful sky and the beautiful air quality. That's something certainly I'd be keeping in mind. Thank you so much for coming in, Sharon Nikan, CEO of Seychelles Tourism Board.